Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money. Today we're talking sneaky tips to pay off debt and your best credit cards for 2018 with Jill from Wallet Hub.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
You know, over the past week or so, I've been reading all of these New Year's resolution posts that people have on Instagram, and it really got me thinking, you know, what is my word for 2018? I always like to pick a word. I know that sounds ridiculous to a lot of people, but for me, I think anything I can do where I can sort of trick my brain into really focusing on whatever I'm trying to achieve for the month, for the week, for the day, for the year, sometimes finding a word just really helps me. And I think my word for this year is hustle, not, you know, the kind of sleazy hustle, like hustle in a good way. I think what the last year has really taught me is that I have kind of crazy goals and crazy dreams. I think they're beyond what even seems like fathomable to me. But I think I've really learned that, you know, the place where success happens for me is where I'm really pushing myself outside of a comfort zone, a place where I feel, you know, in control. Because when I feel out of control, and when, you know, I'm putting myself in certain situations, especially career-wise, where I don't have any clue what I'm doing. You know, people are looking at me for answers and I'm like, I don't know, I'm just making this stuff up as I go along. That's really where the magic starts to happen for me. It's where, you know, I learn a lot, I grow a lot. It's certainly where I become anxious and frustrated and can have meltdowns and breakdowns, if I'm going to be honest with you. But I think hustle really is my word for this year, because I've had some big goals for the last couple of years and I've been inching closer and closer, but, you know, it's just not taking off yet the way I want it to. And I'm realizing that I've got to get out of a few comfort zones that are just, they're really convenient for me. And I need to make leaps and take risks and take myself places where I never thought I could go. And for me, that just means hustling. It means working harder. It means talking to a lot of people. It means being honest with you on the podcast. It means, you know, bringing the best guests and sharing the best information. And really, I think just in a search of me being me. And I find that, you know, it's really easy to get sucked into the drain pipe of trying to be like everybody else, trying to do everything that everybody else is doing, especially with social media. It's like a blessing and a curse all at the same time. Maybe you don't have these feelings. And if you don't, I'm totally envious of you and I want to learn your master tricks, because I have not mastered the art of this yet. And you know, I've really been focusing the last couple years of staying in my own lane, which is one of those, you know, like buzz phrases, but I think it really does resonate a lot. You know, who am I? Like, what am I about? You know, what can I offer the world? What can I share with you? What can I help you achieve? Those are all things that I think about all the time. But if we're going back to my word of the year, we're going back to hustle. And, you know, I know that paying off debt is a big thing that a lot of people want to achieve. And it's this great mystery around how to effectively pay off debt. And I think, you know, I try to talk about it on this podcast in so many different ways so that hopefully one of them maybe will click with you and maybe you'll begin to understand that paying off debt, it actually isn't that hard to do, but it is super hard because you do have to put yourself outside of your comfort zone. You do have to make changes. You do have to stick with a plan. You know, sometimes that means like saying no to things that you really want to do, or really just thinking outside of the box when it comes to your spending, when it comes to, you know, what you want your life to look like, but just for a short period of time, you know, just while you're committing to a particular debt payoff, you know, goal that you have, whatever you want to annihilate this year. And so I wanted to do a podcast where we talked about not only some of the best credit cards for 2018, but also some sneaky tips to pay off debt, maybe a little different way than we've talked about through, you know, other podcast episodes, especially ones we did last year. And with millions of people making, you know, a real financially themed resolution for 2018, and with the recent Fed rate hikes, which you should pay attention to because they do actually have impact certainly on paying off debt and your credit cards, home loans, all those sorts of things. The expected cost to credit card users is an extra $7.4 billion in interest this year. Just in interest alone. And that is a lot of money. So I wanted to go straight to the experts. I had a chance to speak with Jill Gonzalez, who is an analyst at Wallet Hub. Wallet Hub provides so much amazing information, not only about credit cards, but about a lot of the topics that we talk about on the podcast. But they put out this great credit card landscape report where they highlight, you know, a lot of the trends that they're seeing over the last year and a lot of trends that are coming up for 2018. And I think this is important to talk about because if you're in the place where you want to pay off your debt, maybe you're frustrated or you don't quite know, you know, what's the best way to structure this. And particularly if your debt is credit card debt, there are some things that you should think about. There are some tools that you should have in your arsenal, and there are some strategic moves that you should make as your credit score gets better, as you kind of laser focus in on what your debt payoff is going to look like. So, I think one of the sneakiest tips that I've heard in a while is awesome. It's coming up later on in the podcast with Jill. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that, because I think it's a great way for us to just think about all of this differently. And again, I'm hoping that like there's just a click that goes off in your brain and suddenly it motivates you and it makes sense and also inspires you to set some sort of achievable goal that you can achieve this year to just get rid of the debt or get rid of a portion of the debt. You don't even have to focus on getting rid of all of the debt, because a lot of times that is just so incredibly overwhelming. WalletHub has come out with a credit card landscape report for 2018. You know, there's lots of changes happening, the new tax laws, the Fed keeps raising interest rates, and all of that has a dramatic effect on credit cards. I was wondering if you could walk us through maybe some of the big high-level points that you guys found from this landscape report.
Well, I would say really the main takeaway here is that for the first time ever, Americans are going to reach the $1 trillion mark in credit card balances and credit card debt. And that is not a good thing. Credit card debt is not necessarily the good kind of debt. So the fact that we're reaching these levels points to our spending habits really reverting to what they were pre-recession. Back then, the average household credit card debt was around $8,400. Now it's more like $8,600. And as we all know, that's just credit card debt. So that's not our student loans. That's not mortgages or auto loans. That's just credit cards. And really everyone's realizing that, from the Fed all the way up to the credit card issuers themselves.
Right. So, you know, definitely the trend is that this number keeps growing and growing, and that we're not doing a good job of paying off this debt.
Exactly. So Q1, you know, it's resolution season. People have their bonuses. People have their tax refunds. A lot of times Q1 sees the biggest debt payoff, and that was true last year. It's true most years. But what's been different for the past few years is that right as Q2 hits, we go back to really incurring that new debt. That continues in Q3, a lot of travel expenses in Q3, and then Q4, of course, we're right back to the retail holiday shopping season. So it really does continue, and something's got to give here. I mean, it's great that we want to pay this off Q1, but we seem to forget about that and kind of let our resolutions go as soon as April hits.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, there's a lot of times people don't pay attention to what's going on in the economy, especially with the Fed raising rates. You know, what are you seeing? What happens to our credit card debt, you know, when the Fed does raise those rates?
Well, the average credit card APR rose about 16 basis points just during the last quarter of 2017. And that was mostly due to the Federal Reserve's December rate hike alone. So 16 points off of that, you know, 0.25 rate hike. So just because you see these smaller Federal Reserve rate hikes doesn't mean that your credit card APR will be equally as small in terms of an increase. They really increase as much as they want to. And each time that we see just one of these rate hikes, so we had 3 last year, another 2 in 2016, 1 in 2015, each one of these adds around $1.5 billion in interest charges for the American people. And we're expecting 2 to 3 more, probably 3 more, this year. So that's a lot of extra money. And that's all the more reason to start paying your bills off sooner, because they're just going to be more and more expensive.
Yeah, and I think you make a really good point in that, you know, credit card companies have discretion over how high they want to raise the interest rate. There's no actual limit to, you know, the amount they can raise. And so, you know, that's something that you really need to pay attention to. And I know a lot of people don't even know what interest rate is associated with their credit card, which is really a detriment when you're trying to pay off that debt.
I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/etm. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. That's monarchmoney.com/etm for your extended 30-day free trial. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, Earnin provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. Earnin is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the Earnin app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use Earnin in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make Earnin a part of your financial routine and join Earnin's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about Earnin, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download Earnin today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the Earnin app, type in "Talkin' Money" under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money under podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank & Trust, member FDIC. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
When it comes to work, communication is key, even if you don't have a writing job. Sounding unconfident, indecisive, or passive-aggressive can hold you back professionally and hurt your team's productivity. Grammarly Premium's advanced tone suggestions make sure you're always sending the right message. Sound clear and confident in your writing and automatically replace negative-leaning language with solution-focused alternatives. With Grammarly's help, you can build stronger relationships at work, be constructive in the face of challenges, and help your team get things done. Grammarly works where you do, so your team's projects get done before the deadline. And with features like comprehensive spelling, grammar, and clarity-focused sentence rewrites, Grammarly helps keep your writing efficient and mistake-free. The right tone can move any project forward. Get it just right with Grammarly. Go to grammarly.com/podcast to sign up for free. Then get 20% off when you upgrade to premium. That's 20% off at grammarly.com/podcast.
Exactly. And depending on where along in your creditworthiness you are, this can affect you differently. So right now, APRs are at their highest point for different segments since we started tracking this data. And that includes people with excellent credit. The average is around 14% now. People with good credit, more like 20%. And students now are at about an 18% average APR. So a lot of these segments used to be 3, 4, 5 points below what they are now, and we'll probably see them increase another 2-3% by the end of this year. So again, you really want to start paying that off now before it starts growing.
Absolutely. And, you know, so we talk about kind of the downsides about credit cards. Let's talk about some of the good trends that we're seeing in 2018. What's happening with, you know, the reward bonuses, the sign-up bonuses? Are those getting better and better for consumers?
Yes, the good news here is that the rate at which credit card users earn rewards on purchases is trending upwards. So you see a lot of ads now for 2%, 3%, up to 5% cash back on different types of spending categories. That's good. It used to be kind of a 1 to a 1.5% slate. So that is definitely good that these rewards are kind of adding up more quickly for a lot of consumers. And the other good thing here is that a lot of credit card companies are emphasizing balance transfers over new purchase financing. So those 0% intro rates for up to 21 months, that's good news, especially if you're already carrying this high credit card debt. A balance transfer card is definitely a smart move.
And what type of credit profile are you seeing getting offered these 0% rates?
Well, it's always going to be the good and excellent credit users, especially when we're looking at the 0% rates. You see it offered for 12, 18, 21 months. That doesn't necessarily mean that when you apply, that's what you'll be offered, right? You might get the short end of the stick there if you only have fair credit, while people with excellent credit are getting exactly what they signed up for. So that's something to definitely keep in mind, too, as you're applying for new credit.
Yeah, for sure. And are you seeing any trends? You know, there's those cards that are, you know, just true cashback cards. And then there are those cards that offer all of the great travel awards and points and things like that. Are you seeing a trend towards one or the other particular cards with consumers? Or is it's still pretty much split down the middle?
It's still definitely split. I mean, we're seeing good deals on both sides there. The cashback deals have gotten to be a lot more straightforward. Or if they are rotating categories, then the credit card issuers are pretty good about reminding you to opt in on time. So that's definitely good news on the cashback front. On the travel side, we've seen that even get more competitive over the past few years. So those initial perks are seem to be, you know, trending upward rather than the ongoing rewards.
Yeah, that's great to know. So let's talk about some of the best credit cards that you guys have found for 2018. Who is leading the pack for the best travel reward credit card, and what does this card offer?
So depending on what you want, and that's really a good note to make, you know, if you don't travel much and you see all your friends getting one particular travel card, that's not the best idea for you, especially since a lot of the best cards do come with some type of fee when we're talking about those really good rewards. But as far as the best in terms of travel, and it's been this way for a few years now, the Barclaycard Arrival Plus is really hard to beat. That will actually get you more than $600 in terms of travel credit. You do have to spend $4,000 during the first 3 months. That gets you that 50,000 point rewards bonus, which you can then trade in for travel. Or if you do just want a statement credit, you'll still get $500 there. A lot of these cards can offer you the best of both worlds.
Yeah, that's great to know as well. And what about those listeners who are interested in a cashback card? Are there any great standouts there?
For cash back, it depends, again, how you're going to be spending. If you are maybe the forgetful type and you don't want to be opting in for a new spending category on a month-to-month or quarterly basis, then the Citi Double Cash Card really is unbeatable. And if a lesson in financial literacy, so you get 1% on your spending, another 1% cash back when you're paying it off. So it relates to 2% cash back across the board. You don't have to necessarily be eating at certain places or shopping at certain places. So that's really nice.
Yeah, I like that too. I like, you know, it's very unusual for a credit card company to be promoting financial literacy. Is this a trend you're seeing with any other cards, or is this something that, you know, Citi's just leading the pack with?
Yeah, not yet. I mean, Citi came out with this a couple of years ago, and we haven't really seen anyone emulate that yet. And it's doing really well for them. I mean, they're seeing a lot of signups, great approval odds here. You don't necessarily have to have excellent credit to get this card. Your APR will be better if you do have excellent credit. But even then, I mean, the regular APR stretches from about 14 to 24%, which is better than many other cards.
Yeah, yeah, I love it. I'm definitely hoping that that becomes more of a trend, those type of cards. What about the listeners who have, you know, good to fair credit and, you know, still want some of these rewards, but, you know, are really working towards bettering their credit score? Are there any good cards for them to look for?
The best here is the Capital One Quicksilver Cash Rewards card. So its approval odds are a little bit more lenient. There's one version where if you have good credit, you probably won't have an annual fee, and you do get an initial rewards bonus of $150. You get 1.5% cash back on everything. If you have fair credit, you can apply for the same card. The only difference here is that there is that annual fee of $39, and there's no rewards bonus, but you still get the 1.5% rewards rate. So especially, you know, for people maybe who are new to credit, who are just graduating, that's a really good card to look for.
Yeah, okay, that's great to know. And, you know, I always get a lot of questions about secured credit cards. I think there's a lot of confusion about secured credit cards. So if somebody uses a secured credit card, you know, how long should they be using that card before they can try and move into, you know, maybe a regular version of a credit card?
Yeah, so a lot of these will bump you up automatically if you have made on-time payments for anywhere from 6 to 12 months. The Discover It secured card has no annual fee. Minimum deposit is $200. Usually that's up at $300. So even if you're kind of strapped for cash, you can still get a card. And what's most important, start building credit for yourself. Start getting something on your report every month so that you can move into unsecured card territory.
But it's not necessarily, you know, I think a lot of times when people think about a secured credit card, they're thinking about, you know, from sort of the emotional standpoint, like, oh my gosh, I've really screwed up my credit and, you know, I'm never going to get back. But a secured credit card can be a great way to leverage yourself into a better credit score, correct?
Absolutely. A lot of times you're not going to get these amazing rewards cards if you have anything below fair credit. At the same time, you want to open and maintain a credit card account so that you are reporting good information to your report every month, because that's really one of the only ways that you're going to get that score back up. So a secured card, I mean, it was made for a reason. And plenty of people utilize it. Again, a lot of people who are new to credit that can't really get approved for much else definitely utilize them. So you should really only be using it for a year or less before you can get your credit back up and get an unsecured card. But it is an absolutely great tool. There shouldn't be any type of stigma surrounding it.
Yeah, that's great to know. I think you're putting a lot of listeners at ease. I found also something really interesting from your report that the amount of complaints that were filed in 2017 are rising with credit card companies. What are you seeing as a trend there? And what do you think is causing that rise in complaints?
It's actually a record number that we're seeing filed in Q4 of last year, more than 30% up just from the quarter before. And most of the complaints were related to rewards, delinquencies, or customer service, customer relations. So those were really the highest surge in complaints. So again, I mean, we've been talking about rewards. It's such a competitive landscape right now. If people are seeing their points expire, if people aren't getting the travel seats that they wanted or are seeing too many blackout dates, then the issuers are going to hear about it. And these customers are totally free to jump ship. So I think, you know, being heard is one reason why people are doing this, but seeing results is definitely another.
Yeah, definitely. I think those are such great points. Okay, last question. You know, what should the listeners be focusing on for 2018 with their credit cards? Are there any tips that you have of different things maybe they should be thinking about as they go into this year?
Absolutely. So hopefully a resolution this year will be to start paying off that credit card debt. We make resolutions and the word budget kind of sounds like the word diet and we're not really sure where to start or how to keep up with it, but making sure that you're paying off debt in actual realistic goals is really the best way to go about it. So say you are at that average of $8,600. If you even make the goal to repay 20% of your debt by the end of 2018, that's less than $2,000. That all of a sudden becomes a lot more manageable and still show some responsible saving and responsible spending. So I think cutting it down into those bite-sized chunks is what's really going to help people create their goals, one, and obviously complete them.
Oh, I love that tip. That's such a great tip to stay motivated. So it's not like, you know, hey, I want to lose, you know, 30 pounds this year. It's like, let me lose, you know, a pound a month, something that's a little bit more manageable. I love that idea. So tell the listeners where they can find out more information about Wallet Hub and read all of the awesome tips you guys have on credit cards.
Head to wallethub.com/edu. That's where you'll find all of the best of, all of these landscape reports, and at the bottom of each, definitely tips like the one I just said to get you hopefully debt-free sooner.
So hustle is my word for 2018. What's your word? What is it that you really want to focus on this year, that you're going to commit to focusing on this year, and that you're going to drive a lot of attention to? Because you know, especially any financial goals you have, I mean, some of them are really tough. Like you're not going to wake up tomorrow and have $100,000 saved for a down payment of your home. I totally understand that. But I think if we could really focus on just making these small steps this year, you would be so surprised at what you could achieve. Like I've done it myself. So I'm telling you, like, it's magic and it can really happen. As always, you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, please do me a favor. Share it with your friends. Shout it out on social media. Use the hashtag Millennial Money Podcast. And head on over to the link in the show notes to leave us a 5-star review.